Nolte, The Left's War on Police is a War on Black People. By John Nolte on June 13, 2020. The same corrupt wheel goes round and round. The left despise the middle class, the bourgeois. We're too satisfied and complacent to vote for their radical and controlling ideas that history continues to prove a failure. And so, nothing destroys a population's ability to climb out of poverty and into the middle class more than burned out neighborhoods, vacant storefronts, streets filled with violent criminals, and eunuchs for police. Unless you've lived in an inner city, or ghetto, as we called it back in the day, you honestly can't imagine what life is like. During the mid-80s, I spent 2 years working and living in the inner city of Milwaukee. My world revolved around 6th in Wisconsin and 35th in Highland. Look it up, years before the violent crime decrease of the 90s. On top of that, during the insane 70s, I went to an inner city school, Jackie Robinson Middle School, on 37th and Fond du Lac, look it up. You can write off my experience because I'm a white boy, but my neighbors weren't white, and during the 80s, my girlfriend, who's now my wife, wasn't white, and yet we were all suffering under the same government oppression. The inescapable, suffocating oppression of living in a high crime area. Believe me, racism was the least of anyone's problems. All I can tell you is this. Living in a high crime area is like living in a world where vampires rule. You better be home and behind a locked door before the sun goes down. You might not hang garlic and crucifixes, but you do hang bars on your windows. And hope you don't have to escape a fire, and install multiple locks on your doors. And you choose the suffocating heat over the cool but dangerous breeze of an open window. Walking to your car after work when it's dark, especially for a woman, is a daily dread. Walking those 2 or 3 blocks home after work in the dark from the bus stop, especially for a woman, is a literal act of bravery. I know what it's like to come home to find my apartment robbed, to have my car stolen, to get assaulted after turning over my wallet. I know what it's like to have a drug gang squad in the vacancy down the hall. I know what it's like to get a panicked call from the woman you love because she's trapped at work, at a retail store, where a street gang just walked in and announced it was taking over. And I know how all of this ensures you forever tread water. You can't get a better job in a nicer area because now you have no car to get to work. You can't save money to get out, because now all your stuff's been stolen and you have to replace it. You can't get a better paying job because the crime long ago scared away the kind of employer who might offer such an opportunity. You live hand to mouth, a gerbil on a wheel, so there's no way to save for the first month, last month, and security deposit on a nicer, safer place. Yes, we finally got out. It took a measly $900 loan, that took me 15 months to pay back, but let me tell you, that's no way to live. There's nothing romantic about poverty, and when criminals reign, it's a literal dystopia. Looking back, even though my skin color made me the racial minority, I don't ever remember race being an issue with any of my coworkers or neighbors. We were all in it together. But back to the corruption. This system is put in place by design, to keep people down, to keep them from becoming a complacent member of the middle class. And if you care enough to take a good look around, to study past and present history, it is a system put in place by Democrats to keep the people who live in these predominantly black neighborhoods poor, angry, desperate, and huddled. Minneapolis is run by Democrats and has been for almost 50 years. Democrats have been in charge of Milwaukee for decades. Same with Chicago, Baltimore. Name any city where black Americans live in poverty, suffer the worst oppression, and deal with poorly trained police officers who are immature and overly aggressive, and you will discover a city run by Democrats. Let me ask you something. When you realize that police shootings of unarmed people, including blacks, have dropped dramatically over the past few years, that black and white deaths at the hands of police officers are almost perfectly representative of the country's racial makeup involving police interactions, that the black imprisonment rate has been dramatically shrinking since 2006, that blacks and whites are equally satisfied with their local police, that the black unemployment rate just hit recorded lows, that President Trump just signed long overdue criminal justice reform, that every single American, white and black, was appalled by what happened to George Floyd and wants his family to receive justice. Do you still honestly believe this appalling and mindless war on the police is not by design? Over the past 5 years, most especially during the Trump era, things have improved for Black Americans, in some cases dramatically. And it is now that we're declaring war on the police? This is not a coincidence. It's all by design to destroy this progress. Listen, I'm not a worship the blue guy. Cults of personality are destructive. Just as this nauseating teacher worship creates bad schools, our post-9/11 first responder worship creates a mindset where too many in law enforcement see themselves as above it all, as something special and heroic as opposed to part of our society, as zookeepers instead of one of us animals. The militarization of the police over the past 15 years is a terrible trend, and it was embraced by the Obama administration and countless Democrat-run cities. And just as the teachers' union is a cancer on teaching, so too are the public police unions. So, no, I don't worship the blue. And I'm all for reforms. No-knock warrants and chokeholds need to go. Civil forfeiture makes me want to riot. Police, and all public, unions and collective bargaining should be outlawed. But none of that changes the fact that this ginned-up war on police officers, who are overwhelmingly decent and professional, is ultimately a war against Black people, a real war. When violent crime increases, the casualties are always disproportionately Black. But we're not allowed to talk about how those lost Black lives matter, because the only Black lives that matter to the media, Democrat politicians, and left-wing protesters are those killed by white people. And then, and again by design, more Black men, more Black fathers and older brothers, will be tossed into the meat grinder of the criminal justice system. This will, of course, be blamed on white supremacy, even though Jewish, Nigerian, Indian, and Asian Americans are more successful in America than whites and incarcerated at lower levels. You see, the fastest way to undo progress is to allow crime to once again flourish. And the fastest way to allow crime to flourish is to weaken the police. Poverty doesn't create crime. Crime creates poverty. Poverty keeps people poor, frustrated, bitter, helpless, angry, and huddled. I know. I've lived it. Trump is dedicated to improving the lives of Black Americans, and his criminal justice reforms and economic policies are working. The left could not afford to allow that to continue. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.